From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is actor James Aaron Oh. Hey, James.
Hello, Janae. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. James is performing in the production Exotic Deadly, or the MSG play. It's about a Japanese-American teenager who struggles with her cultural identity and learns her grandfather, which James plays, was a scientist who helped create MSG, and the play is based on a true story. And you can see it at the San Francisco Playhouse until March 8th, and I went, y'all, it is really good. And right now, we're going to hear James' art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the Woodchoppers Ball at the Verdi Club in San Francisco. It's a weekly event filled with swing dancing and live music. And if you don't know how to swing dance, they do offer classes for beginners. Traditionally in swing dancing, the male takes the lead, but here the roles are non-gender specific. James, I love to dance. That's one of my favorite things to do. And you dance in this play. So I'm guessing, are you swing dancing on Tuesday nights at the Verdi Club?
I am swing dancing on Tuesday nights at the Verdi Club. It is so wonderful. Folks, when you dance to live music, it is a completely different experience.
Yes.
It is a wonderful jazz-filled time where you get to social dance with a whole host of wonderful people.
So they have a live band?
Every Tuesday night.
Oh, wow. How long have you been doing this?
I've been swing dancing since high school, so 13 years.
All right. And so you swinging people in the air?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, safety reasons, we don't do that on a social dance floor. But for competitions, yes.
Oh, you compete too?
Yes.
All right. That's the Woodchoppers Ball every Tuesday night at the Verdi Club in San Francisco's Mission District. Your next pick, James, is the Coho Creative Hub in San Francisco's Japantown. They have events like open mics, film screenings, concerts, and so much more. Coho's mission is for Japanese Americans to share and reconnect with their culture. Great things going on at Coho. Tell us more, James, and why you like going there.
I've loved working with Coho Creative Hub. I've worked with them a few times before in the past. And I have a friend named Ryan Takamiya who has the open mic, which is he calls Talk Story, in which people from the community simply come in on an open mic and you've got 3 to 5 minutes to just tell a story. Just tell a story about your day, about your week, so that way the folks in the community know who is in the community and what's happening in their community.
Oh, that sounds really cool. I'm going to have to check that out because, I mean, of course, I love storytelling. I work for KLW. But that really sounds like a cool event. So people get to go on the mic, share their stories as a way to connect. I like that. That's the Coho Creative Hub in San Francisco's Japantown. And your final pick is the play Cuckoo Edible Magic at the Magic Theater in San Francisco. The story follows two best friends who notice the Bay Area skies look like an anime sky. And at first they think they're tripping from an edible they took, but then they realize that they have to save the Bay Area from villains like an evil rice cooker and a Bart contortionist. They ask their family to help them out. James, this sounds just really far out there. Could have been influenced by an edible. Sparks and creativity. Tell us more about this. What do you know?
What do I know about Cuckoo Edible Magic? I was fortunate enough to see the reading of it back in October. And similar to Exotic Deadly or the MSG play, it is an examination of Asian culture from the Filipino lens. And similarly, it is this wild, madcap Wonderland adventure as they fight rice cookers, they fight ladies on bags of rice. It all comes to a head when all of these cultural and wacky adventures come down to the relationship between a man and his father and food. Similarly to MSG play, it's just getting to the heart of what it means to love somebody through food.
All right. I love it. Family, food, edibles, adventure, surrealism. Love that. That's the play Cuckoo Edible Magic at the Magic Theater in San Francisco. And the play runs until March 8th. I've been speaking with actor James Aaron Oh. Watch him perform in Exotic Deadly, or the MSG play, at the San Francisco Playhouse until March 8th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts, including the KALW app. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by True Gwen. I'm Janae Darden.